This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Chandraram Gulam in Varanasi today. The two countries signed four agreements in different fields following the talks. PM Ram Gulam arrived in the spiritual city yesterday. At a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed the deepening ties between the two countries, saying, "India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams are one." Prime Minister Modi stated that India and Mauritius are not just partners, but a family.
India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams and destiny are one. इस वर्ष हम सर शिव सागर राम गुलाम जी की 125वीं जयंती मना रहे हैं। वे केवल मॉरिशस के राष्ट्रपिता ही नहीं बल्कि भारत और मॉरिशस के बीच अटूट सेतु के संस्थापक भी थे। उनकी यह जयंती हमें मिलकर अपने संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाने की प्रेरणा देती रहेगी।
He added that India has always supported decolonization and full recognition of Mauritius' sovereignty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the first Jan Aushadhi Kendra outside India has now been established in Mauritius. He added that energy security is an important pillar of bilateral partnership. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today said India and Mauritius are working together to address challenges related to maritime security, piracy and drug trafficking as two neighbours in a very important maritime neighbourhood. Briefing the media this afternoon, Mr. Misri said Mauritius is an integral part of India's neighbourhood first policy and Vision Mahasagar. He added that India-Mauritius bilateral relationship is a unique relationship rooted in cultural, civilizational and ethnic bonds. He said it is underpinned by close people-to-people relations and growing trade, economic, financial and investment ties and a substantive developmental partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of Uttarakhand this evening. After the aerial survey, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Negotiations are set to take place today between President Ram Chandra Podal, the Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel and Gen Z youth representatives to decide the leadership of an interim government amid the ongoing political turmoil. According to sources, Gen Z protest representatives have finalized former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as their sole nominee for the post of interim Prime Minister. Gen Z discussion with the Nepali Army included the system of directly elected executives, the election of the federal parliament to include the Gen Z generation, the investigation of the assets of all officials who held public office after 2046 BS, that is 1989 AD. Discussions were held on issues including judicial investigation of corruption cases and the need to make arrangements to prevent MPs from becoming ministers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Programme in Lucknow, Thiruvananthapuram, Trichy, Calicut and Amritsar airports through video conferencing. The programme aims to facilitate international mobility with faster, smoother and secure immigration clearance. It will provide more facility for the Indian nationals and overseas citizens of India, passengers coming from other countries. The programme will run on e-gates or automated border gates, which will minimise human intervention in the immigration clearance process. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organise service fortnight, Seva Pakhwada, across the country from 17th of this month on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi this afternoon, senior party leader and union minister Bhupendra Yadav said that the Seva Pakhwada will continue till this 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. In boxing, India has guaranteed itself at least three bronze medals at the World Boxing Championships at Liverpool in the United Kingdom after Jasmine Lamboria, Nupur Shioran and Pooja Rani advanced to the semi-finals. Rani, a 34-year-old veteran, moved into the semi-finals of the 80-kilogram category by edging Poland's Emilia Kotareska in a scrappy 3-2 split decision. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with moderate gains today. The Sensex gained 124 points to close at 81,000. And that is the end of this news bulletin.